Well, I don't want to lose this opportunity to share with you. Heartbroken. Dancing within emotional anatomy. It's designed for rewarding liberation. We're talking about an intelligently designed organism. This is not political or philosophical. It is Homo sapien. It is observable. And intelligently designed emotional anatomy makes inspired awareness more and more rewarding. Gratitude guides our hearts home, enabling the lens of awe and wonder to awaken this understanding and triggering the intrinsic biological reward system built into the organism. It's part of the emotional anatomy. And this triggering of the reward system inspires greater awareness, greater confidence, greater optimism, for which greater gratitude is the only logical response. Yes, designed via DNA into the organism. Well, the astronauts have helped us. They've taught us the dolly zoom. It's a technique used in cinematography. It draws back quickly but keeps the focus upon the individual. It helps us see ourselves more clearly as we imagine pulling back into space. Our lens pulls back into space and recognizes personal significance to the future of the world. This is the beginning of understanding the Homo sapien operating system, freedom versus slavery, freedom to see clearly what's better and better and better. That is the story of freedom, and we are attempting to share this with the entire world. It is independent of the political system. It is the Homo sapien operating system. Freedom versus slavery. And there are an infinite array of potential distractions. You know, the 10,000 things. But greater awareness chooses greater gratitude, enhancing greater awareness, and beginning to learn self-control. Yes, this is stage-specific education for Homo sapien awareness. And I'm still proposing that the study of emotional anatomy be added into the core curricula of reading, writing, and arithmetic. And that's why we collaborate in developing this language, the Homo sapien operating system. So let's talk story. Let's talk story openly with each other about developing conscious dedication to achieving valuable, obtainable goals. Like talk story, like legacy to the future of the world. However, let us understand that it begins by the realistic description of emotional anatomy. Heartbroken. Yeah. In retrospect, my dreams were betrayed. And it hurts. Then, ashamed of myself, but during the panic, anything to escape the hurt and pain. wounded default emotional reflexes I didn't fully understand at the time. Automatic compartments and scrambling, overwhelmed, attempting to integrate information. We're trapped in our tunnels, trapped in our own tunnels, cannot escape our own tunnels, and unable to see clearly outside of these emotionally driven tunnels. That's why we learn to talk story. We're all narcissists, and the route out of the dilemma is for us all to start talking story and make that the culture, make that how we grow up, make that part of our elementary school education, that we talk story about stage-specific education. And that's why we learn to talk story, because it's happening in the schools and the kids take it home to their parents. This is legacy to our children so that they will carry on by our example and teach each other to overcome any obstacle. I'll show you. I'll make it no matter what. Any obstacle. So, here we are. Let's talk story with each other about developing this conscious dedication to achieving valuable, obtainable goals. That's part of the culture. That's part of what we're attempting. Now, this is very repetitious because emotional anatomy doesn't change. It's DNA derived, and it is an anatomy of Homo sapien brain. And so we are investing in our confidence and gaining greater awareness and greater gratitude, understood for greater awareness, because that simple cycling leads to even greater confidence. This greater confidence even to greater optimism and mobilizing, inspiring energy. All right, to this rewarding clarity by my own free choice. This is where rewarding clarity brings about my own free choice. All right, so what about my motivation? Yes, I've lost some of my motivation to work out, to pursue running, to bring about that passion. What about my motivation? Simple things. Powerful, passionate exploration, expectation. Yes, I recognize that I try to beat myself up for the subtleties of my imperfection. It's a light side, dark side battle. You see, the expectation. Yes, the expectation of high-level performance, powerfully passionate expectation, is exactly how I developed into my career of athletic performance. And it was that passionate dedication that has now, emotional anatomy, translated into deep pain, and at the same time whispering inspiration through awareness and greater gratitude into the love of what I'm doing. Well, or at least the attempt to figure out what I'm going to love doing. So in the moment, back in the days of running, It felt as when I was closest to God, a spiritual connection. It was heartfelt. And can remembering the kind of confidence that comes out of the childhood where they would say, "You can't." But I would say inside, "I'll show you." And so this is what I love. I'll show you. And so I run on and on, right? This is Forrest Gump running. Running for love and passion. And recognized now a presumption, you see. Here is where this becomes emotional anatomy, because the presumption is, through the wordless world before talk story began, that I couldn't understand this part of my heart. I have attachment issues, songs and feelings and memories. And then he ghosted me. This is betrayal trauma, and it hurts. This is out of relationship, and it hurts. So, recognizing that and realizing that this is our effort through talk story to manage our heartbroken selves and come alive again and see the dream. And here comes the dream again, you see, through relationship. And this wordless world still now experiencing the passion and imagination and expectation that would have come with this narrow-minded instead of having talked story and learned more. But, you know, it worked very well. And until then, meet the dream, the passion of lifelong happiness. I see you. I believe in you. I love you. I know you can. Come, let's go do this together with awareness through collaboration rather than through the unfortunate betrayal trauma of attachment. And it does trigger behavior out of control, down a rabbit hole. Default emotional reflex, dissociation, another form of dolly zoom. So numb, however, that there is a difference between a healthy dissociation and an unhealthy dissociation. One that realizes the drive and enthusiasm and dedication that is dreamlike and so therefore very passionate, but becoming blind to it and obsessed, instead of being able to return back heart home and realize realistically how swimming through the ocean of emotion and navigating the ocean of emotion realizes lessons of love and realizes and grows to understand the warning signs that it's attachment instead of a mature collaboration. And how dissociation can ignore the irrational, unrealistic as warning signs that there must be something wrong. And so now, with attachment, these songs and memories and all of the good stuff, it bubbles up inside of me, bubbles up emotions that make me feel the same attachment over and over again. But the reality is, you must dream it to believe it. And here we are dreaming a powerful, passionate attachment two, we can do this. I see you. I believe in you. I know you can. There's a difference. There's a difference between a dissociated passion and a dedicated, passionate, driven desire to pass legacy along to our children. And therefore, we talk more story. Therefore, we become better collaborators and build this dream together.